What's happening, folks? It's your boy, Fantasy Football Lord, a.k.a. Lawrence Jackson Jr. You're now tuned in to the Lord Don't Lose podcast. All right, we're here again. I'm back after a week off doing this. Had some prior engagements to get to. Now that all that stuff's handled and I intended to that, I'm back on this thing. I haven't figured out how frequent I'm going to put this out during the season, though I know it's very important because, you know, weekly you'll have your sleepers, your busts, we'll be talking draft, rosters, all that good stuff. I'll figure that out at a later date, but for today's show, I got a guest, goes by the name Fantasy Football Rapper. Yeah, you heard that right. He raps songs about what he feels is going to happen in fantasy football. I think it's a great idea. Can he rap better than me? Definitely not, but that's neither here nor there. I got him on later so we can discuss a few things that we don't entirely agree about as far as a couple of quarterbacks and a couple of wide receivers. I got him on today, so we'll have that in a little bit. Right now, I'm going to just touch on a little bit about how the term fantasy football expert and analyst are not the same. First of all, I don't think one could be an expert in fantasy football. Why? Because you don't control what's happening. An expert has control over what he's an expert at. We can analyze based on information we get, based on things we see players do. We analyze it, we talk about it, and we provide you entertainment about it. I would consider myself an analyst of this thing we call fantasy football. An expert, I am not, because I don't control how good the players will play. I don't call the plays for me to be an expert. Now, don't get me wrong, it's some that are better than others. That's just the fact. There's plenty of fantasy football analysts, and some are good, some are bad, some are ugly, literally and figuratively. But as far as being an expert in controlling your success, that's how you become an expert in something. And I know me personally, I'm not everybody's cup of tea when it comes to their fantasy football thing. You know, I got an actual hairline. I'm not balding. That's the usual fantasy analyst guy look. I'm athletic and actually played some meaningful football. I know that doesn't fit the description of a fantasy football guy, but I just happen to be that way. I may not fit the bill. I may not fit the stigma, but I'm here to stay. And I'm going to deliver it how I know how. I'm going to analyze it how I know how. And I'll be damned if I'm not the closest thing to an expert that you could be. And as far as experts and analysts go, it's funny because you never know if, because people are always watching. You know, people look at your Instagram page and your Twitter and this, that, and the third, and you hear opinions on different players every single day, right? Are we giving credit to our fantasy analyst? Are we listening and watching them and then putting stuff out as our own? What are we doing here? I love to give props. No matter who you is, no matter what level you on, I'm gonna give you due. I'm gonna dap you up, give you kudos whenever. But ain't it funny? If you into this fantasy football thing and you in this world, ain't it funny how everybody got Dalvin Cook as they breakout candidate this season? Everybody got Dalvin Cook as the breakout candidate. If you know me personally, I've been talking about the dude since the day he got drafted. Hell, I drafted him in Air League's rookie year. People told me I overdrafted Dalvin Cook his rookie year in the third round. And what was he doing until he tore the ACL, ripping it up? But now everybody, Dalvin Cook, potential top 10, this, that. I see it everywhere, and that's cool. you ever remember where you heard it first? You heard it here first. Find me a guy who was talking about Dalvin Cook before me. You probably find him. Find him same place Jimmy Hoffa is. You find him. It's cool to talk about it. It's cool to agree. Just give somebody some dude. So everybody want to jump on Dalvin Cook now, because it's before the season, so they could say, hey, I said this back in June. Bruh. I've been saying this. Even this season coming up, I'm telling you, Dalvin Cook going to be, he's going to finish as a top three running back. I'm telling you that now. But now so is everybody else. But because, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that I got a hairline. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. When Dalvin Cook blow up this year, just remember where you heard that here first. That you heard it here first. When Matt Ryan and Julio Jones are the best wide receiver and quarterback combo in fantasy football after 2019, just remember where you heard it. That's it. If I see a guy making these crazy ass predictions, and some of these guys, they just do it just to say they hit on one. Saying Dalvin Cook could finish top three is not that crazy. You see the talent. I literally know one man personally, or even in any arena, who said Mahomes would have the season he was going to have. And unfortunately, he doesn't have Instagram. Let me just shout out my man Dougie from Rutherford, New Jersey. He said it straight up. Pat Mahomes and Tyreek Hill are going to have a big year this year. He didn't call out any numbers, but he said it with his draft. We watched him in a live draft. He took Tyreek Hill, 10th overall. We laughed in his face. Laughed right in his face. He comes back, takes Pat Mahomes in the 5th round. And when he done that, the other 12 guys, we hysterically laughing. Tell him how stupid he is. Well, you know the rest of the story then. That's one guy. And I gave him his credit because he's the only one who believed. He didn't wait and say, oh, yeah, I saw this coming from a mile away. After the fact, hindsight's 20/20. This dude drafted Pat Mahomes in the 5th round in 2018. Good luck getting him in the 5th round in 2019. At the end of the day, folks, let's just give due. And if you one of them analysts, you know, on TV, the uppity uppers, give credit to your local little fantasy guy. Don't take his info and run, man. We all out here grinding, doing our thing. It's not my fault I know that Dalvin Cook is going to finish as a top three running back. Just got it in me. All right, up next, going to get into it with fantasy football rapper. Because me and him, we got respect. But when it comes to his fantasy football stuff, we do not agree. And he's a Cali guy. I don't know if they got to do with anything, but he up next. All right. I have joining me now, we got Birdo, a.k.a. the football rapper. He be rapping and spitting them fantasy football bars at the same time. That what he do. What's happening, man? What's going on with you?
Chilling, man. Just getting ready for, you know, the season, participating in this you know, followers league at the throne. So that's been taking up a lot of my time right now.
Yeah, that's a big thing that's going on the gram right now. It seems very tedious, and y'all are putting a lot of effort to make this a good thing, man. So that what's up, man. But before we get into talking a little bit of quarterbacks, just off the top of your head real quick, who is one player in fantasy that you personally must have in the 2019 NFL season?
Uh, That's a really tough question. I try not to, I've gotten in trouble with this in the past. I try not to marry a certain player, but because I usually divide it up by tiers. So I like, two or three players. So if I don't get one, I could get the other. But
true,
to answer
true,
your
true.
Question, somebody that I absolutely love this year is Joe Mixon. I'm very, very, very high on Joe Mixon.
Okay.
As long as you don't pick in the top, six, usually you could get him in the bottom part of the first round, which to me I think is an absolute steal.
Yeah, you'll definitely be able to get him there. He is a baller. They upgraded their offensive line a little bit. If AJ Green stays upright, that only helps him as well. So that not a bad choice. So I think at the top running back, you could get a quality back with your first or second pick, 100%. Let's get in the quarterbacks real quick. We talked about this before, and I don't know what your stance or if you even have one when it comes to drafting quarterbacks in fantasy football, whether it's worth it to take a quarterback, quote unquote, early being the third and the fourth rounds. Mahomes is a guy that people are going to take him early, but not who I consider to still be the best quarterback in the game, Aaron Rodgers, because he had a quote-unquote bad year. How do you feel about his ADP, which is about round four, pick 10?
I mean, that's fine if you want to go that route. I personally wouldn't, only because I feel like quarterback, especially this year, is so deep. I mean, you got a guy like Kyler Murray, who I'm huge on, going in round 8 or 9. You got Jameis Winston going like round 10. So for me, I think that's the better value, because if you take Rodgers in the fourth, that means you're going to miss out on a guy like Cooper Kupp or Galladay or Ridley or one of those guys. So I'd rather do that instead.
I ain't messing with no Rams receivers. They all scare me because they all going to pop off on different weeks. Now, the way I feel about Rodgers is this. If I'm in a 10-man league, I'm finna grab that. Because, like I said, people said he had a bad year last year, right? Still ended up finishing number 6 overall at quarterback. 10-man league, I'll run with that. Why? Because you're getting your pick back quicker. Now, if it's a 12-man league, you're gonna take longer to make that next pick. So you want to fill your roster up and then rely on the deep quarterback field. But if what Aaron Rodgers did last year was bad or mediocre, I like to see what he could do just being okay, throwing 25 TDs to 2 picks and over 4,400 yards. I'll take that. Round 4, pick 10, I would definitely take that in a 10-man league, probably not a 12. But I feel you, though. I don't know about that Kyler Murray stuff, though. I don't know what you're talking about there.
Well, I think there's such a huge advantage to have a running quarterback. We saw what Josh Allen did at the end of last year from weeks 12 to 17. He was the number one quarterback in all of fantasy. So it's kind of like some writer put – it's like a cheat code. So if Kyler Murray throws for, between 3,500, 4,000 yards, which I think is his absolute floor, and he throws 25 touchdowns, which I also think is his floor, and then he rushes for another 600, which is his floor to me, and let's say 6 touchdowns, that's going to give you Rodgers-like numbers, if not higher. So
man,
that's why I love them a lot of
numbers and good stats for a quarterback that ain't did nothing.
No, I understand.
25 TDs. Baker just broke the record for rookies with 27. 25, a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot, but they're also going to be throwing the ball a lot. I mean, Kingsbury's offense throws the ball almost like 65% of the time. So he's going to get a lot of opportunities. They're going to be down a lot. I don't think their defense is going to be that great. So, it's all about opportunities and volume. They're going to run a lot of plays, so he'll have a lot of opportunities.
So what you saying is this. You would rather take Kyler Murray later and insert him over Aaron Rodgers, having him in the fourth round and inserting him.
100%.
Hell nah. Oh, no, sir, buddy.
Yeah, Rodgers doesn't give you anything on the ground. I think there's players like Winston that are going to be comparable. And Rodgers, I mean, as much as I love Rodgers, I think he's arguably the most talented quarterback ever. He just hasn't – he hasn't done it in 2 years. He's been good. He's been okay, but he's also been banged up the last two years.
He don't got to get to you on the ground, though. He move around with his legs and he give it to you in the air.
But I get it. I mean, I understand why people like it, but from a number standpoint, I still think you get more value.
And speaking of numbers, if he finished number six last year, that's still a starting quarterback in a fantasy league.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? We go with that. I mean, he ain't gonna finish higher than my boy Matt Ryan, but that's another story. But Matt Ryan got the best wide receiver in the game.
Wait, but hold on. You said he's not going to finish higher than Matt Ryan, but Matt Ryan's going after Rodgers. So why would you draft Rodgers in the fourth if you Matt Ryan later?
It just depends on what you like. But Matt Ryan going about five or six right now, though.
Yeah, exactly.
He going about five or six. But, yeah, I don't think he's finishing higher than Matt Ryan, but that's mainly because he has the best receiver in the game, my opinion. In your opinion, he's in what tier? The third or fourth tier receivers or something?
Well, okay, so there's a difference between fantasy and tiers and reality. If we're talking about reality, talent-wise, you know, I think it's either Julio or DeAndre Hopkins. However, if I'm building my fantasy team, I think I put him in like tier four or five, but it's not like he's Woo! Like, there's not how, like eight receivers better than him. I'm saying
how many people in a tier?
Okay. So tiers, I think I did. The first tier was Hopkins, Adams, Juju, and OBJ. And then the second tier, was Evans and Thomas. So he's my third tier.
Why is Julio Jones not in a tier with Odell Beckham?
Yeah, I know it sounds almost contradicting, but I just think Odell Beckham, and you know, I usually don't play like this, but he can have like a record-breaking season, I think, with Baker Mayfield as his quarterback if he stays healthy. Now, I wouldn't select Odell Beckham over Juju, Adams, or Hopkins, but he'd be my next guy just because the upside is so huge. I think that this change of scenery, sometimes that's all it takes. I think he's going to be really motivated, and he's with his buddy. So for me, Beckham, there's no rhyme or rhythm about it. Why I have him over Julio is more of an intuition thing, and he's younger.
because he's missed, I'm sure, a higher percentage of games than Julio, and your main concern about Julio is injury concerns.
That's correct.
Which also, our guy Smitty at the Fantasy Football Show, you both have the same concern, but I see nothing to show that we should be concerned about Julio Jones in any injury. What injury are we concerned about with Julio Jones? In his career, he's been available for almost 87% of the games that he could have played in. Like, he is available, and that's your most important attribute, especially in football, not to mention, and also fantasy football, is to just be available. So Odell, he hasn't been available. And even sometimes when he's available, he's not available. Speaking on the playoff game versus the Packers a couple years back when he dropped them two passes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as far as the injury is concerned, Julio right now, I went to Sports Injury Predictor, which I agree. They're not the biggest, you know, most reliable, but they do have his injury at 60%. I looked at his injury history. His injury history dates back to 2009. And you say, what injury is he dealing with? Right now, he's dealing with a foot injury, a same foot injury he was dealing at the end of last year. Now, it didn't cause him to miss any games. However, I look at it like this. if you have a car, which Julio right now is about to be 30 years old, he has a lot of wear and tear on those tires.
He already turned 30, I believe. 30.
Okay, so he's 30 years old, has a ton of tread on those tires, right? I'm looking at his rap sheet right now as far as injuries. They date back to 2009. They fill the whole page. So he's had a foot injury last year. He's still dealing with it today. And then I look at it like a car. A car, you know, first you start hearing the noise. It's over 100,000 miles. Then, you know, the AC is kind of not working. It's still running. But at some point, you got to, you know, take into account that car is eventually going to break down.
Well, that goes, that's for almost any NFL player. And it, whatever injury he dealt with last season, it ain't stopped him from getting 1,677 yards and 8 TDs. Whatever injury he been dealing with since 2009, it ain't stop him from being available 87% of the time. The last major injury he had where he missed substantial time was 2013, where he only played 5 games. And damn it, in them 5 games, he was on a tear. That's what I call, you know, it, in 2014, you could say injury concern. But the past 5 seasons, he's played 77 out of 80 games. I don't see what's to be concerned about. Now, if he gets hurt this year, it ain't going to be because he was injured in 2009. He just had some bad luck. And I think every NFL player is entitled to miss substantial time in the season. And he did that 2013. The dude is a boss. I don't think you could draft. You can't draft being scared about an injury that's come up. Julio come to play regardless. You know what? You're probably right. He is nicked up a lot of the times, but a lot of players are. He come to play. And when it just come to numbers, since that 2013 major injury, the past 5 seasons, he averages 162 targets a year. That's an average. Average 105 catches and almost 1,600 yards. So if there's any concern about injury, you might as well just not even have it. Matter of fact, well, I've already said this. He'll finish the number one receiver because he'll get his touchdowns this year. But as far as an injury in his foot, he hurt his foot in 2013. He hurt his foot leading up to the combine. Still came out, ran a 4.39 in the 40. I just don't see the concern there. If it's injury concern, you can say that for Odell. If it's age, you can say that for AB. And if anything,
AB in the same tier as Julio, by the way.
Yeah. But
check this out. All right, let me ask you a question. Why, if, because say what you want, he's had multiple surgeries on that foot, and yes, he hasn't had a major injury since 2013, but I look at it like this. If I'm taking you with my first pick, I want to be as sure as possible. And I would not take OBJ, by the way, in the first round.
Oh, no, not now. Okay. No.
So I want to be as sure as possible. Why then, if you have a player that's had multiple surgeries on his right foot, he's still dealing with the right foot 4 or 5 months after the season ended, which he was dealing with it then, why would you take him over a guy like Juju, who's 24, who's probably going to see just as much, if not more, targets than OBJ, or a Michael Thomas, who's also younger and will probably see just as much? If you look at last year, Julio was a baller, averaged 20.4 points per game.
That's right, and that's what it come down to, the numbers.
Check this out. Michael Thomas averaged 19.7. So I'm going to risk taking a player who has more miles, who's been through more injuries,
yes, sir,
older for less than 1 point difference.
Yes, sir. I want the best players. I want the beast.
For
I
less
want
than a
that
point.
Guy.
For less than 1 point. You're gonna take that risk for less than 1 point.
Julio Jones is a yardage monster. Let Michael Thomas play in the league long enough, he gonna get a little nicked up too.
Yeah, but he hasn't. That's my point. You're right. If you're comparing, if Michael Thomas was the same age as Julio, or is it, if it's 5 years from now, I don't want Thomas either. But give me the younger player, the safer player,
the player that's ascending. You know, Julio, he's great. Don't get me wrong. If he stays healthy, he's going to ball. But I'd rather take my first pick on a player that's less risky, that's younger, that's going to do almost just as good without the multiple surgeries. Surgeries, anytime you cut your body open, you're putting more, you know, risk or injury.
But that's how you gotta get the body right though. And what about them targets? Like, he led the league in targets last year.
Okay, I think Julio will definitely do that this year. Or Devontae Adams would have. Devontae Adams missed the game, so he would have been the target.
Yeah, I could see Devontae Adams lead the league in targets, but like Julio led it in targets last year, and now he gets Dirk Cutter back. He was averaging 10 targets a game with Dirk Cutter, and that's when they had Roddy White and Tony Gonzalez. They do not have that now. They have up-and-coming players. They don't have Hall of Fame receivers. Well, Roddy White's not a Hall of Fame receiver yet or whatever, but you know what I mean.
Well, they got Ridley. I think Ridley is up-and-coming for sure, and Hooper as well. They like to incorporate the tight end with Dirk Cutter's offenses. I think Hooper's very underrated, actually, this year.
And Julio still should see them same amount of targets. Hey, folks, if you listening to me, do not be concerned about this man Julio Jones' injury. He puts up these numbers. However, if you want to listen to the fantasy football rapper, be concerned.
Why risk it? I just don't understand where you could get players that are comparable with less risk. And I think Juju for sure is going to have a better year than Julio, even if he is healthy. I think if Julio's
healthy.
That big talk
right there, because I got Julio finishing number one PPR.
Yeah, I definitely don't agree with that.
The best quarterback and receiver combo this year will be Matt Ryan and Julio, and that ain't no homer comment, because last year, based on the final rankings, they was the number three quarterback receiver duo behind.
This is what I think a lot of times happens. I think the number one mistake people make is that they live in the past, that they think the past, you know, is going to predict the future. Last year, I said, and the year before, I said that Greg Olsen, you know, he's a bit of a concern. He's getting up there in age. He's never been injury prone. What happened? He got injured. Same thing with Delanie Walker. I try to predict things before they happen.
Yeah. I don't think you can predict injuries.
Well, you kind of can, because if the player's getting up there in age and he has a ton of tread on his tires and he's dealing with a foot injury, just like last year, I also said about Ajayi, like at certain point, and even injury predictor, they're saying he's got a 60% chance of missing. They think he's going to miss at least three games.
Sounding like Julio is done, living in the past, 60% injury. Yeah, he could get injured, but so can Tyrann Mathieu, and he's still in his mid-20s.
Anybody could get injured, but I think, you know, the writing's on the wall. I cannot see Julio Jones playing a complete 16 games.
He could play 14, 15. He'll still finish number one. Matt Ryan and Julio will be the top quarterback receiver.
It's not worth the risk.
Be the top duo together. And that's how it's going to go down in my book. But, you know.
We should do a bet. We should do a friendly bet.
We gonna do something. We should do
a friendly bet for sure.
What's the terms? Where do Julio got to finish?
We'll do straight up bet Julio versus Juju.
Oh, I take that any day. Juju, he ready, but he ain't ready like that.
I predict Juju will finish higher, and they're going about the same. In the same area. So it's a fair bet. And let's see, we got to come up with some terms.
We'll get back to that part. But for now, you saying Juju gonna finish higher than Julio, and I say Julio gonna finish higher than everybody.
Okay.
All right. So, my man, for the folks that do not follow you, let them know where they can reach you at.
You guys can reach me all social media at Fantasy Football Rapper. I'm actually coming out with an ebook. It's gonna be revolutionizing the industry. For anybody that wants to, you know, support, take part in that. It also comes with a free Facebook group. You could ask me for advice all year. I helped over 30 people win their league last year, and I hope to improve on that this year.
Okay, that's good stuff, man. I know you out there in L.A., right?
Yes,
you, you living good out there because y'all always got that good weather.
For sure. Where you at, Jersey?
Yes, sir. It's warm now, but it's humid out here.
Oh, I know.
It's humid. Y'all got that dry heat. When I had Smitty on the last time, he was telling me how he was out in Arizona, man. So yeah, man, y'all boys enjoyed it. I saw you ran into Deshaun Jackson too.
Yeah, super random. I was on a live talking fantasy football, and he's right beside me. That shit was great.
Yeah, man. He a dope wide receiver, cool dude. That one of my favorite receivers. I always like the little speedy guys, cause all them dudes be about my size, you know.
Yeah, putting in work.
I like them guys. All right, folks. So it's Fantasy Football Rapper. You could get them at Fantasy Football Rapper on Instagram. And that's it, man. I appreciate you coming on, man.
All right, thanks for having me, bro.
All right, man.
All right, folks, that's the show today, man. I hope y'all felt like you got some insight on some things. Remember, if you want to be considered a fantasy football expert, well, for one, I don't believe there are fantasy football experts. But if you're going to call yourself a fantasy football expert, tell me what players going to do, what they not going to do. Don't tell me what they could, should, would do, if this happened, if that happened. Nah, tell me what's going to happen. I want to know what's going to happen if you are an expert. Don't tread lightly. Go in. That's it, man. Lord, don't lose.